This sermon was delivered on Shabbat HaGadol by Rabbi Michael Siegel of the On Shamit Synagogue in Chicago, to open the door or not open for Elijah, the prophet of hope.
What if on Seder night, when you opened the door for Elijah, you found him actually standing there? Imagine the scene. After thousands of years, after untold fervent prayers, Elijah comes this Passover to announce the coming of the Messiah. Here's my question. Would you let him in? When I asked people this week what they would do, the first question that most people asked was, well, it depends. Was he wearing a mask? So here we are. If Elijah were to come this year, this Passover, there's a good chance that most of us would not be opening the door. And a good number of people would lecture the prophet about exposing himself at his age to the coronavirus. It is Shabbat HaGadol, though, the Sabbath before Passover, the Sabbath on which we hear the words of the prophet Micah telling the Jewish people that Elijah would serve as the forerunner of the Messiah. Lo, I will send the prophet Elijah to you before the coming of the awesome, fearful day of the Lord. I believe that if Micah, the prophet, heard the opening of the sermon, he would be stunned to hear Jews discussing not letting Elijah into their homes, even in jest. For this prophet, closing the door on Elijah was tantamount to closing the door on hope. To understand this, you need to be able to answer one question. Who was Micah? You may well know his famous words. What does the Lord require of you? To act justly, to love mercy, to walk humbly with your God. In other words, Micah was saying, justice without mercy, or mercy without justice, or either without spiritual humility, are biblically impossible. Micah lived in the north of Israel, prophet of the north, of the kingdom of Samaria. And he lived at a particularly tumultuous time. The Jewish people had divided themselves into two kingdoms after a civil war. Samaria in the north, which contained 10 of the 12 tribes. And in the south, there was Judah that also housed Levi. Now, the Assyrians were a great and mighty empire, and they were on the move. And Samaria and Judea were right in its path. The Assyrians, in their mercy, I'll put that in quotes, would offer nations a choice before taking up the sword. Surrender to us and pay us tribute, or we will destroy you. The Judeans surrendered. But the leaders of Samaria believed in their arrogance that they could join with other small nations and defeat the great Assyrian army. They took up arms, and how wrong they were. It was at this moment when their doom was sealed that Micah spoke to the people. He prophesied a prophecy of hope. He told the people that there would come a new day of redemption, a new age for our people. In the darkest time, Micah offered a ray of hope to a people that were terrified, that believed that they would never return to this land, who believed that the covenant with Abraham was coming to an end. Micah offered this people Elijah. Elijah was coming. Elijah is the forerunner of the Messiah. And in the end, they and their descendants chose to believe in the prophetic words of Micah, chose to believe in the power of Elijah. And from that moment on, Elijah became the prophet of hope. Now, if you need any proof of the power of Micah's message, then you need to look no further than the Jews of Ethiopia. The Beta Yisrael trace their ancestry back to the tribe of Benjamin, one of those 10 tribes of Samaria, those lost 10 tribes. But the Beta Yisrael never gave up hope that they would someday return to the land that they were torn from. The day would come when they would be brought back to Eretz Yisrael, and Elijah would become an integral part of that. And along the way of Jewish history, Elijah became part of the Passover Seder. One of the first references to this custom came from Rabbi Elazar HaRokeach, who lived in Germany in the 12th and 13th century. He wrote, "I found a scroll written by our great rabbi that his father wouldn't close the doors of his house in which we were sitting at all, from the beginning of the Seder to the end. And this has become our custom, that the doors of the house should remain open so that when Elijah comes, we will speedily go out to meet him without delay. For on Pesach, Israel will be redeemed in the future." We should note that, like Micah, Rabbi Elazar HaRokeach lived in a very challenging time for Jews. Germany was rife with anti-Semitism. It was a terrible time, a dangerous time to be a Jew. He lived not long after the Second Crusade. It was a dark time, and yet the good rabbi looked to the prophet Elijah for hope. And by opening the door at the Seder, he gave not only strength, but gave hope to his people. I think of Jews that opened the door for Elijah over our history. Jews in Spain during the Inquisition and leading up to the expulsion. Jews in Poland in the wake of the Chmielnytsky pogroms. Jews in Russia, who also suffered under the Tsar. Jews in concentration camps, putting their lives at risk by holding seders, reciting the Haggadah by heart, and dreaming of Elijah, whether they could open the door for him or not. In every age, Jews chose faith over fear, hope over despair. And this year, we face our own enemy. We face a terrible pandemic. It is a fearful time. And as Pesach comes this year, the state of Illinois will begin to peak in the number of coronavirus cases, the number of lives that will be lost. And I tell you that this is the year to open the door for Elijah the prophet, to open the door of hope. And this year, Anshe Emet will join with synagogues around Chicago in a new ritual around the opening of the door for Elijah, a ritual that we will post on our website, created by our own federation. We will ask people to place a candle in a candle holder and light it and bring it to the door, singing Eliyahu HaNavi, Eliyahu HaTishbi. Eliyahu HaNavi, Eliyahu HaTishbi, Eliyahu, Eliyahu, Eliyahu HaGiladi. And at 8 p.m., along with Jews around the Chicagoland area, we'll all read the following. This year, we are afflicted. Next year, we will be restored. God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Sarah, Rebecca, Rachel, and Leah, you who kept the promise to liberate our ancestors from Egypt, we, their children, turn to you on this night of Passover in the year 5780, 2020, as our ancestors did long ago when they were slaves in Egypt. We thank you for freeing us from slavery. We pray in this moment of our need. Illness has befallen so many friends, neighbors, and fellow citizens, as well as peoples around the world. You redeemed us from slavery long ago. We pray that you would do so again. We pray that you give health, vitality, and strength to the doctors and nurses, and to all who care for the sick, and to all those in our country, states, cities, and neighborhoods who are tirelessly working to maintain our communities and to serve all Americans. So may it be your will. We'll then place the candle of Elijah in our window to burn through the night and to symbolize hope. Hope that we bear even in this challenging time, just as Jews have always clung to hope and believed that Elijah was in the offing, just outside the door. And we'll take that candle of hope, and place it in our window. At a very dark time, we will do what Jews have always done throughout the ages. We will kindle the light in the darkness. We will choose hope over fear, and we will do what Micah did in his time on a day that was gadol, a day that was great, and a day that was nora, a day that was also terrifying and terrible. We, along with Micah, continue to believe that Elijah will yet bring redemption to the world. King Hiratzon, and my best wishes for a happy, healthy, and joyous Pesach.